Please turn again in your Bibles to 1 Samuel and the chapter 1. Very familiar passage of Scripture, I'm sure, to most of us. And I want to draw your attention to verse 27, although we will be considering other texts in this chapter. I want to base my remarks today on 1 Samuel 1, verse 27. For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I asked of him. Let's bow in prayer and ask the Lord for his help as we come to consider God's precious truth this afternoon. Father in heaven, we thank thee for thy precious word, and we know that it's the entrance of thy word that giveth light. Lord, come and speak through thy word just now. We pray, Lord, that you would fill us afresh with your gracious Holy Spirit. And, O God, that you would be pleased, Lord, to speak with a voice that wakes the dead and make thy people hear. Lord, we thank thee and we praise thee for the still small voice of God. We thank thee, Lord, for the working of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And we just pray, Lord, for both saint and sinner alike this day, that thy word would come with freshness and with power. Fill us with thy gracious Holy Spirit, we pray. We need thee, Lord. O God, we pray this so that we might bring glory and honor to thy name through the proclamation of thy truth. For it's in Jesus' precious name we ask it. Amen. There's nothing more valuable in a Christian home than a godly mother. Solomon declares in Proverbs 31 that her price is far above rubies. And while the father is the head of the home, and we have been emphasizing that in the course of these studies and the family, there's no doubt that the mother is the heart of the home. A mother has more influence on her children than any other person on earth. Now, I just want you to think about that for a moment. Of all the influential people who will come into contact with your children, no one will influence them more than their mother. When children fall, they will cry for their mother. When children have a problem, they will run to their mother. It is their mother who feeds them, dresses them, and looks after them when they're young and when they're sick. Therefore, in the home, because of the influence that a mother has over her children, it is vital that she is a godly mother, a saved mother, who will point her children in the right direction. Indeed, a godly mother, of course, will point her children to Christ. What a great responsibility, therefore, is placed upon the Christian mother who seeks to bring up her children in the things of God. Thus, more than anything else, I believe a Christian mother needs to be a praying mother. She needs to know how to plead for her children before the throne of grace. In 1 Samuel chapter 1, we have an example of a praying mother. I'm sure that you're all aware that young Samuel was born in direct answer to the prayer of his mother. We learn this in our text in 1 Samuel 1 verse 27. In this text, Hannah testifies to this fact when she said, "For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I asked of him." Very simply today, as we take up our studies again upon Bible truth for the family in this 21st century, I want to draw your attention to the prayer of a praying mother. Not only do I want to emphasize to you today that Christian mothers need to pray for their children, but I want you to notice how Christian mothers are to pray for their children. Not only does 1 Samuel chapter 1 reveal to us that Hannah was a praying mother, but it also reveals unto us how she prayed, how she interceded at this time. And it's very important as we study this passage of Scripture and this subject that we notice these wonderful characteristics about Hannah's prayer. Now, there are at least six of them. And I pray that the Lord will instruct us today, especially Christian mothers in our congregation. Now, having said that, there's a message here for each and every one of us, because these characteristics ought to be seen in all of our lives when we pray, whether we're mothers or not. But I'm emphasizing the prayer of a Christian mother, the prayer of a godly mother. And I do pray that the Lord will come and speak to mothers particular in our meeting this afternoon. Now, what are these characteristics? Well, I want you to notice, first of all, that Hannah prayed specifically. She prayed definitely. Look what it says there in verse 27. Here's Hannah's own testimony. For this child I prayed. Hannah's prayer was definite. Hannah's prayer was precise. Hannah's prayer was specific. Hannah offered up to God only one petition. This can be seen in what Eli said to Hannah after his conversation with her in the temple. Look at verse 17. Then Eli answered and said, "Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition." Not plural petitions, but singular petition. "Grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him." Indeed, this definite or specific petition that Hannah prayed can also be seen in verse 11 as well, when you read that text of Scripture. Christian mother, you need to pray for your children. And you need to pray for them specifically. Now, you might say that's a very general thing to say. Maybe it is, but it's emphasized here in this prayer of Hannah. It is seen here clearly in this prayer that she offered. And Christian mothers, saved mothers, need to bring up their children before the Lord, and they need to pray for their children specifically and definitely around the throne of grace. You need to name your child individually as you pray for them. If your children are not saved, pray that the Lord will save them. If they are saved, pray that God will keep them and lead them on with Himself. In Titus 2 verse 4, the young women or the young mothers were instructed to love their children. Of course, if a mother loves her children, she will pray for her children. She will bring her children's needs before the Lord in prayer. So important in these days in which we live, child of God, that we don't forget to pray definitely and specifically for our children. And whether we're mothers or whether we're fathers, it is so needful in these days not to forget them. Even though perhaps they are saved, we need to continue to pray for them around the throne of grace and name them specifically before the Lord. Indeed, that's the second thing I want you to notice here. I want you to take a look there at verse 12 of 1 Samuel chapter 1. And you'll notice that not only did Hannah pray specifically and definitely, but you will notice that she prayed persistently. Look what it says in verse 12. "And it came to pass, as Hannah continued praying before the Lord." Underline, of course, the word "continued." Hannah did not give up after she prayed the first time. The Bible says that she prayed continually before the Lord. Hannah was persistent. She wasn't going to give up. The word "continued" in 1 Samuel 1 verse 12 there. It literally means to multiply or to make many. That's what the word literally means. In other words, Hannah multiplied her praying before the Lord. She repeated her prayer and her petition to God. She made many requests concerning this burden that was upon her heart. Hannah would not let go of God, in other words, until God had answered her prayer. Oh, it's important that we note that. Again, you might think it's a very general thought, but it's here presented to us in this portion of Scripture and in the Word of God here. Mother, this is how you're to pray for your children. You're to pray for them persistently. You're to pray for them continually. You are to multiply your praying before God for them. You are to make many requests on the behalf of your children. You're not to forget about them. But day by day and week by week and month by month and year by year, you are to continually remember them around the throne of grace in prayer. Importunity is one of the great characteristics, of course, of successful praying. Without it, we will receive few answers to our prayers, if any. Now, when you study the Word of God, there are many examples of this type of praying in the Bible. Abraham, in Genesis 18, prayed continually for the cities of the plain, that God would spare the righteous. Jacob, in Genesis 32, prayed persistently, said, I will not let thee go until thou dost bless me. Moses in Deuteronomy 9 prayed persistently. Elijah in 1 Kings chapter 18, when he was praying for the rain, said, go up again 7 times. Again, persistency in prayer can be seen in the early church in Acts 12, when the church met to pray for Peter after Peter was arrested. It says that they continued in prayer for him. These are all examples where God's people prayed persistently. They would not let go of God. And of course we have an example of it here in 1 Samuel 1 when Hannah prayed. There's another wonderful example in the Bible, in the New Testament, of a mother praying, pleading before the Lord for her child. Keep your hand in 1 Samuel chapter 1. Be turning back just in a moment. And turn over to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 15. In this portion of Scripture, a mother comes to the Lord Jesus to plead for her daughter who was under the control of the devil. At the beginning of the story, here Christ seems to ignore this mother's plea. Take a look at Matthew 15 there in verse 22. And behold, a woman of Cana came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. But he answered her not a word. He answered her not a word. You'll notice here that the Lord Jesus seems to ignore this woman's plea. But you'll notice also as you read on down the story that the woman does not give up. She persistently and continually pleads her case before the Lord. Look at verse 25. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. So she's not giving up. She's persisting. And at the end, the Savior commends this woman not only for her persistency, but also for her faith. And we'll say more about faith in a moment. But look at how Christ answered this woman's plea in verse 28. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. What a wonderful story we have here. Christian mother, don't miss the truth that is being taught here. Christian mothers You need to pray continually for your children. Have you a son, a daughter, that is out in the world, blinded by the god of this world? Pray on. Don't give up. God answers the persistent prayer. We have an example of it here in Matthew 15. We also have an example of it here in our text in 1 Samuel chapter 1. Look again at verse 27. What Hannah said, "For this child I pray, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I asked of him." Thank God, the Lord longs to hear the cries of his children. And he longs to hear the prayers of godly mothers for their children. And he will not disappoint. But notice something else here. Not only was her prayer specific and definite, not only was her prayer persistent and continual, but you'll notice that Hannah prayed earnestly. Earnestly. Now, we can see this in quite a number of verses as we looked down this passage of Scripture. Look, for example, in verse 10, you'll see that she wept. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. Underline that little phrase. She's praying here. And the Bible says that she wept. Not just that she wept, but that she wept sore. In verse 11, not only did she weep, but she vowed as she prayed. And she vowed a vow and said unto the Lord. In verse 13, she prayed from her heart. Now, Hannah, she spake in her heart. Underline that little phrase. She spake in her heart. And then in verse 15, it says that she poured out her soul before the Lord. And Hannah answered and said, "No, my Lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink. But, listen to this, but have poured out my soul before the Lord." So she wept, she vowed, she prayed from her heart, she poured out her soul before the Lord. All these expressions reveal to us how earnest Hannah was when she prayed. That's the simple point that I want again for you to see. Even if you've seen it before, Christian mother, even if you've noticed it before, notice it again this Lord's day. Her heart was in her praying. She prayed with a heavy burden. She was not just repeating a ritualistic prayer in a cold, dead, formal way. No, Hannah meant business with God. That's what we see here as we study this woman's prayer. She meant business with God. Christian mother, when you pray for your children, do you mean business with God? Are you really in earnest? Do you weep? Do you vow? Do you pour out your heart before God? Do you come before God and pray unto Him for your children as if nothing else matters? That's how Hannah prayed. Now, this of course, as I have said, is not only how Christian mothers should pray for their children, but this is how we all should pray. That's why I said at the beginning, there's a message here for each and every one of us, even for the preacher today. Because it's so easy for even the preacher to get into the way of praying so formally. Just saying prayers. Oh, we need to guard that in our Christian lives. I pray that each time we get down before the Lord, that we will pour out our hearts and pour out our souls before the Lord. Hannah prayed so earnestly and so compassionately that she looked out of place. She was misrepresented. Did you notice that? I'm sure that some of you have noticed it before. Eli thought she was drunk. Look at verse 12 again. came to pass as she continued praying before the Lord that Eli marked her mouth. Now Hannah, she spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore, Eli thought she had been drunken. Eli thought she was a mad woman. He thought that she was out of control. And look what he said to her in verse 14. And Eli said unto her, how long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. Oh, she was so much in earnest. So much was she concerned about this problem that she had, that Eli thought that she was drunken. Christian mother, pray earnestly and compassionately for your children, no matter what anyone thinks of you, even if you're misrepresented. You know what the Bible says, and it's a text of Scripture that we're all familiar with, in James 5 and verse 16, that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. There is a day and age when you and I need to pray earnestly and compassionately. Then it's this day and age in which we live. Oh, Christian mother, I want you to see this from this passage of Scripture. These are simple thoughts. Really, they are basic characteristics about how we all should pray. But I believe that because the emphasis is placed upon godly mothers, the Lord must have a message for someone here this day. Some mother here this day. Perhaps you've grown weary in the place of prayer, praying for your children. They're out in the world. They have forsaken your God and your Savior. And although they have been brought up under the things of the gospel, they're far away from Him today. And you've grown weary in the place of prayer. And you don't pray as definitely as you used to. And you don't pray as persistently as you used to. And you don't pray as earnestly as you used to. And you feel perhaps that, well, God hasn't heard my prayer and God's not going to answer my prayer. Oh, Christian mother, don't think like that. Keep on praying. And keep on seeking the face of God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. Lay hold of God. Lay hold of God. Ulster needs praying mothers, godly mothers, who will pray for their children. This island of Ireland, this United Kingdom of ours, needs godly mothers who will hold on to the throne of grace and to the horns of the altar. Pray for their children. But notice something else. Take a look at 1 Samuel again. You'll notice that Hannah prayed believingly. She prayed believingly. She had faith. Look at verse 18. And she said, let thy handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way. This is after she had prayed. The woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. I want you to underline that last little phrase. Her countenance was no more sad. After Hannah had finished praying, she went home, got something to eat, which would indicate to me that she was fasting as she prayed. And then the Bible says that her countenance was no more sad. Why? Why was her countenance no more sad? Because she believed that God had answered her prayer. The Lord had certainly lifted her burden, taken her burden away. She was confident that God was going to give her the petition of her heart, and that all would be well. The Lord lifted her burden. I believe there are Christian mothers in Bethel who need their burden lifted. And I believe there are Christian fathers who need their burden lifted as well. And I believe there's many others who need their burden lifted. Oh, child of God, whether you're a godly mother or a godly father or a godly Christian who has no responsibilities as far as children are concerned, but you have a burden, take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. The Lord will lift your burden. The Lord will lift your burden. There are many times when I've had a burden and it was weighing heavy upon my heart and I couldn't get rid of the burden. Not until I got down on my knees and cried unto God. Burdens are lifted at Calvary. Burdens are lifted around the throne of grace. Many a time I've come to the prayer meeting on a Tuesday night with a heavy burden. Before the prayer meeting was over, hearing the prayers of God's people and praying myself, the Lord's lifted the burden. Have you a burden today? And it's weighing heavy upon your soul. Whatever that burden is, it mightn't even be children, it might be something else in your life. Take it to the Lord. Pray specifically about that matter. Pray definitely about that matter. Pray persistently about that matter. Pray continually about that matter. Pray earnestly about that matter. Pray believingly about that matter. And the Lord will lift your burden. Thank God He's the great burden bearer. And although we're looking here at the prayer of Hannah, it would be a failure today if we did not see the one who lifted Hannah's burden. Because the one who lifted this woman's burden and answered her prayer was the mighty God of heaven. And you know, child of God, He's still the same. The Lord's still the same. Do you know that? You say, preacher, of course I know that. Well, do you believe it? Do you believe it? Because sometimes we, and I put myself in there, we don't go about as if we believe it. We don't live as if we believe it. We go about as if we have the whole world upon our shoulders. Oh, listen, the Lord wants to take the burden from our shoulders and place them upon Him. The Lord will take our burdens. He took Hannah's burden here. And Hannah left the matter with Him. And you know, child of God, that's where we need to leave our burdens. We need to leave our burdens with the Lord. We need to leave our problems with Him. And thank God, He will sort them all out. No matter what they are. Christian mother, when you pray for your children, pray believing that God's will be done in their lives. Pray in faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. I'm reminded of the father who brought his son to Christ in Mark chapter 9. You remember what he said in verse 24, he says, Lord, I believe, but help thou my unbelief. I believe, but Lord, help thou my unbelief. Oh, at the very best, dear child of God, we're only sinners saved by grace. The Lord knows our frailty. The Lord knows our need. But thank God, as the Bible tells us in Luke 11 and verse 9, ask and it shall be given thee. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Indeed, there's a wonderful text of Scripture. Let me just read it to you before we go on. It's found in Deuteronomy 4 verse 29. Concerning those who seek the Lord. But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find Him. There's the promise. If thou seek Him with all thy heart and with all thy soul. There's something else, but we must go on. Turn back again to 1 Samuel chapter 1. Notice fifthly that she prayed humbly. She prayed humbly. Look at verse 11. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt look on the affliction of thy handmaid, underline that little phrase, handmaid, thine handmaid, and remember and not forget thy handmaid. There we have it again, we have it another time, but will give unto thy handmaid. Three times she refers to herself as the handmaid of the Lord. She humbled herself before the mighty God of heaven. You know, Christian mother, if you want answers to your prayers, You need to pray with humility, recognizing that only God can give you the desire of your heart. Of course, the Bible, time and time again, emphasizes this great and simple characteristic of prayer. How we need to be humble in these days, recognizing that we need the Lord more than anything else upon this earth. In James chapter 4 and verse 10, it says, "Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up." In 1 Peter 5 and verse 6, we read these words. And what a wonderful portion of scripture it is. "Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time." When Hannah came before the Lord, she came before the Lord humbly, recognizing that she was the handmaid of the Lord. Oh, we must come before the Lord like that. But thank God, we can come boldly. And I believe Hannah, as she came humbly, she came boldly. Because she knew that the God of heaven was quite capable of answering the cry of her heart. Thank God the Lord is more than able to answer the cries of the hearts of his people. Notice something else, but we must move on because time's nearly gone. Look at 1 Samuel chapter 1 again. Notice that Hannah prayed wisely. Hannah prayed wisely in that although she wanted a son, she wanted God to receive all the glory when her son was born. That's very important to note that. Therefore, Hannah was not praying selfishly. Hannah was praying with the glory of God in mind. Thus, Hannah promised to give her son back to God so that the Lord could use her son in his service. That's what we have in verse 11. Look at the end of the verse. "But will give unto thy handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head." She prayed wisely. As she prayed, she wanted God to have the glory as the prayer was answered. Christian mother, what is your motive when you pray for your children? You want God to make your children famous? You want God to make your children popular so that you can boast about your children? Or is your motive the glory of God? Hannah wanted her son to serve the Lord. And of course, Samuel served the Lord all the days of his life. He was saved in the temple, young in life. And he spent his life, all of his life, serving God. And the Lord used him mightily in Israel. Oh, how God answered a mother's prayers. All because a mother, a godly mother, wanted her son to serve the Lord. All because she gave her son back to God. As soon as he was born, Hannah gave him to the Lord. That's what we have here in this passage of scripture. As soon as he was of an age, Hannah gave him up for the Lord's service. Let's just remind ourselves of the verses. Look at verse 24 of 1 Samuel chapter 1. "And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her and three bullocks and one ephah of flour and a bottle of wine, and brought him unto the house of the Lord in Shiloh. And the child was young." Take a look at verse 28. "Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord." And he worshipped the Lord there. Look at chapter 2 and verse 19. It says, "Moreover, his mother made him a little coat and brought it to him from year to year when she came up with her husband to offer the yearly sacrifice." She gave her son to God. Do you want to give your son to God? Do you want to give your daughter to God? Oh, I pray that in everything that we pray for, that we'll always pray for the glory of God to be done in the lives of our children and in our own lives, day by day. Maybe there are those here today and you're a mother, but you're not a saved mother. You're not a Christian mother. You're not a godly mother. And you love your children, I have no doubt about that. And yet, you can't give your children what they need most. You can't give your children earnest, believing prayer. That's what they need most from you, Mother. They need you to be able to pray by faith to God for them. But you can't do that at the moment. Oh, you can say prayers. You can go through a ritual. But as we found out today, true prayer comes from the heart, not from the head, not from the intellect. And a prayer from her heart. Oh, Mother, get saved today. Give your life to the Lord. And Father, if you're not saved, get saved today. It's not too late. And you can start praying for your children that God will save them. And those of us who are saved, let us continue to pray earnestly for our children's salvation. And pray earnestly that God will lead them on with Himself. Let us not forget them. May God bless these few thoughts, simple thoughts to your hearts today. Let us all pray.